Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 104. The White House is on fire!
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Olnick.
This is Anvil.
And first of
he
all...
He screwed up again.
No, he didn't.
Technically, he did.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, his computer that screwed up.
No. You said bastards and come on.
Bastards. Oh, come on!
No. Well, it's not my fault. That's when I noticed the microphone was down again.
Yeah, but truthfully, did you really watch way too much Monty Python?
Yes.
Bastards and... Wait, come on. Really? Did you go British during that? Come on.
Dude, Monty Python was part of my childhood.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Monty Python. I love it. Yes, I will admit, I used to watch Monty Python.
As well as a bunch of other British comedies. Dude, true. Benny Hill.
Oh.
Greatest variety show ever. Guy can do the same joke a million times and would still be as funny as the first time. Because it was his comic timing.
Yes.
Alright, well, in other news, gays in New York are happy now.
Yes, they are happy, because they are going to be getting married today.
But I have to ask one quick thing. Yes? Why the hell is there a lottery in order to get picked so you can get married? You know, that's messed up.
That's just for the first day. Because there's such a high demand for them.
Well, no, see, now this is the beauty of this, is I think we should have been letting this happen beforehand, because when I was watching on the news this morning, a lot of the businesses are like, oh yeah, I've already got like so many cakes and, you know, cupcakes, all these other things that I'm going to have to bring and, you know, get out to them and stuff like that. It's doubling to tripling my business.
Yep.
Do you know this is helping out our economy right now?
Yes.
Because the gays are going to... So if you let the gays in the other states, seeing that there's only six states, correct? Six?
Yes.
About six states right now that are only capable of doing that, and one is Massachusetts.
Yep.
I think
most of it is New England.
If we could just...
And then it's Iowa, and it's also Washington, D.C.
God damn it. Let me just say this.
Well, that's not a state.
More... Yeah, well, that's true. What it is you're just trying to, you know, if you let the people have their way, especially California, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, if you could fix that for them, you'd have probably a better, you know, economy, you know, going on.
It's been proven that gay marriages help the economy grow and bring people more into a surplus than a deficit.
Yeah.
And that's what...
Especially seeing that we might be going down in flames, you know, in the next couple weeks.
Let's do that.
No, the debt thing is bad.
Yes.
If we can't pay that off, we're done.
What do you mean?
Don't worry, he hasn't paying attention to the news.
I watch football. I'm waiting for football.
Football?
Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, well, basically that's what he's been doing, is sitting there, what, messing ESPN, just sitting there.
NFL Network.
That's him. That's his best thing. He just sits there and just watches the TV all day long, besides work.
Yes. And on Thursday, I sat there with a big bowl of confetti when the owner said, we voted to end the lockout. I threw it in the air. I'm like, yay!
Then he also threw the ball and hit him on his head.
Wait, let me finish. Then the players, you know, said, we're going to have to wait to vote. And I had to sit there and sweep it all up. Like, damn you.
Well, on the plus side, that means semi-pro could have a chance of going on the television in its place.
No,
so
it's going to happen now.
It's going to happen.
I wish, you know, my games made it because, you know, we got better talent.
Well, anyways, what we're trying to say here is right now, all the whole shenanigans that are going on, there's butting heads about the debt plan, so yeah. We're trying to take care of that.
John Boehner going out there.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, the people of America don't want us to tax the job makers. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. You know what? Let's actually replace that, because of the fact of the matter is what it is, our setup is poor, middle class, upper class. Mm-hmm. Now, what we need to really do is we need to turn that to the upper class, as much as they don't want to hear that, because of the fact that they're barely getting taxed at all whenever they're doing that. If they buy that Lamborghini, they're probably getting no tax at all, basically.
Yep.
It's one of those things like, okay,
say that we were upper class, I wouldn't have an issue being taxed because I'm making enough money as is, yes. So I shouldn't give a fuck.
I think you would. I think you'd be too busy making your custom crown and building your giant castle.
Or building your giant pool filled with the money so you could dive in and swim.
I am not Scrooge McDuck.
Yes, you are.
There is a difference.
Oh, you're the human. That's right.
Yeah, you're human. Okay.
Yes.
You missed it. Like, I think you should take all the billionaires in the country, line them up, and be like, $5 billion. Thank you. $5 billion. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like they couldn't hand over $5 billion.
Yeah, right. They really can't. They couldn't just step up and help us out here.
But that's the thing. A lot of these people aren't doing that. I have a feeling that, as much as I hate saying this, if Oprah Winfrey gave half of her entire bank account to America, it should be okay.
If she gave half her bank account,
she's already given away free cars.
We'd be set for life.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Poor Stedman. Anyways.
Hey, he likes his beatings now.
In other bad news, there was the whole Norway thing. I thought they were peaceful people. What's wrong? What's going on?
It's that one dude. Just one guy
just makes Norway look bad right now. What is wrong? I thought actually, because of the fact that I heard in the news that both the head of the Taliban and the head of Al-Qaeda, now they're working with each other. I thought this was actually just the start of, they're like, hey, why don't we attack Norway? They haven't had anything happen. You know, let's go and attack them.
But nope, the dude acted alone.
Yep.
Well, that's what he says.
He bombed one part, and then he started just on a gun rampage. Did he get caught, or did he get killed?
No, they caught him. He's the one that said he did it by himself.
Ridiculous.
Wait, where's that guy from?
Norway.
Norway.
He was from Norway?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like another, what was his name? Oklahoma City bombing?
Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah.
It's another one of those situations.
Yeah. Well, there's things that said that he might have went over to the Philippines to talk with the Al-Qaeda system over there. But for the most part, I feel that with all the people who died, that sucks.
And it was someone that was on an anti-Islam crusade.
Yeah.
So it was a dude that was against people of Muslim beliefs. So that's sad.
He looks very creepy in his picture. Right, let's just put it.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Kind of looks like blue.
I am not a Norwegian psychopath killer. Nor am I a Nazi. No, that's bad.
That is
that's
very bad.
No,
the whole blonde hair, blue eye thing.
I'm not a Nazi. Anyways.
Always a little jumpy.
I killed you. Anyways.
I think he has just proven the point.
Ow. Why am I getting hit today?
I thought Blue was supposed to do that to you, Anvil.
He threatened to kill me. I was in fear of my life. I had to defend myself.
I was using the line from Ahmed the Dead Terrorist.
Well, I had to make sure. Now you're in total fear of getting punched in the arm again.
Well, I don't even use my left arm that much anyway, so if you disabled it, I wouldn't care.
Oh, you know what it says?
No. Cool. I care about my right arm. Anyways, next
for
to that.
For certain things.
Come on ahead.
Can I sing the song?
I guess so. Go ahead.
If it's standing there, I think you're talking about.
Starts with a W and it helps.
They should have made her go to rehab. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apparently, Satan's daughter is finally passed on from a what? What was it again?
Ecstasy overdose is what the is what they're saying, according to an MTV insider. But then again, who can really trust MTV?
Wait. Look, do you know what Amy Reinhart's actually reminded me of?
One of the characters from the Flintstones?
No. Ready?
That too.
You guys remember Master Splinter from Ninja Turtles?
Yes.
Yes.
Remember the Dr. Octopus?
Okay.
They had a baby in Chernobyl.
Oh! Yikes. That sounds about right. Yeah, that sounds about right. So, how much do you want to bet that there is somebody out there that says, Amy Winehouse is a saint, and blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, there's already people like that that have been saying that. But
they're in the drug community.
Yeah, they're probably in the drug community.
Let's see. Lily Allen, who I actually do like, Paramore. Boy George.
Oh,
Kelly Osbourne, Blink-182, Rihanna, Mark Hoppus, The Who, P. Diddy, Dave Stain, Tony Bennett.
Oh, Ecstasy Distributor.
And I reckon some people are starting to write the hate mail to us about this. But
I don't care.
Go ahead, bring it on. At least that'd be something.
Katisa, we've said worse things than that on this show, and we haven't had hate mail.
Hell, not that I've we know. Worse
What else? You know what? She was probably watching Underdog before she did it too.
Yep, most likely.
I want to fly.
I don't know. It's getting to the point where it just you saw how she was going. I mean, it felt like the episode of South Park where you know that they're always going after that person in the line.
The Britney Spears episode.
And they just want her to die because she's a sacrifice. And I felt like Amy Winehouse was a sacrifice to the paparazzi. So
right. I mean, I know it's sad when somebody dies. It really is sad.
Not always.
Yeah, it is.
No. When Ted Bundy and them died, nobody was upset.
Right. When Bin Laden died, no one was really upset.
So, you know.
Well.
You know, we all know when Ed Gein died, nobody cared.
True. But the thing is,
he turned over New Leaf! No, I'm just kidding.
And the dead body.
Yeah, that too. But that's besides the point.
But no, the thing is that the one thing that really bothers me the most is the 27 Club. Amy Winehouse died at the age of 27.
Don't tell me Kurt Cobain.
Yeah,
there's no way Kurt Cobain died at 27.
I believe he was.
Yeah, no. Club 27.
I think River Phoenix is in it too.
Brian Jones, the founder of Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, and Kurt Cobain.
Oh, River wasn't. Oh, no, those are singers.
So is Ron Pigpen, one of the founding members of the Grateful Dead.
River Phoenix.
No, it doesn't look like it.
I can't remember how old he was when he died.
River Phoenix? He was 23.
Oh, damn, he's a lot younger. Okay.
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, he died on Halloween.
Yeah, remember in that club?
Yeah, I remember
that. The Viper Room. He died in the Viper Room. But the thing is that I get worried that they're going to put Amy Winehouse on this 27 Club pedestal when, to be honest, she doesn't deserve it.
No, I mean, if you look at that list, Jimi Hendrix, wow.
Yes.
Janis.
Jim Morrison. Whoa.
Jim Morrison. Kurt Cobain. Yeah, but he was murdered, so that's different.
Either way.
And just all the great music that all these people helped make.
Stuff that still hits us to this day.
Stuff that really does still hit us to this day. Nirvana's music still sounds like it was just made yesterday.
Her name's on the list.
What?
Yeah.
Next.
Scroll to the bottom.
Nah.
Yes. Yeah, I know. They added her to the... But not to the main big list.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I can't see anyone really putting her on, like I said, the pedestal with these people. Because, to be blunt, she wasn't all that talented.
No. I mean, how many songs do we know?
Rehab, and that's it.
And I'm sorry, it sounds like it's a scream for help.
It was. Let me pull up the whole...
She attacked fans.
If she was my daughter, I would have shot her with a tranquilizer dart and dragged her and strapped her to a bed. Sorry.
I think maybe...
Look at this.
Maybe that should be the new method of taking care of people with drug issues. Wow.
There's only one... Two songs here only made it to the U.S. top anything. You Know I'm No Good and Rehab. Everything else is just blank slate.
See, now that's the thing that I'm saying is that maybe with people that have the drug issues and whatnot, maybe we should put them in a comatose state so they can get through the whole drug thing faster. Probably just be a lot easier because they wouldn't be in such pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. You wouldn't have to be putting them on methadone and all that other crap. You just put them in a coma and bingo.
Right.
They'll be off that stuff in a while, in a short while. Bing.
Or just trapped into a bed.
No, then you have to hear him scream and stuff. And sweat and die.
Just like in Trainspotting.
I was thinking more or less along the lines of Walk Hard. Because of the fact of... It was hilarious, but it was...
That wasn't a real movie.
I know it wasn't a real movie, but the whole fact that the guy... You know, he's just like, oh my god, I'm so hot! And they're like, he needs less blankets! So they take off like, oh my god, I'm freezing!
He needs more blankets!
I'm cold and hot at the same time! He needs more blankets, but he also needs less blankets! Oh my god, what are we going to do? It's just, yeah, that's basically what people have to go through.
Thanks. I'm going to have to go home and watch that movie because of you.
Yep.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to say is, to the kiddies out there, drugs are bad. They will really screw you up. Drugs. Unless you're Scott Weiland, in which case, yeah, they probably will help with your singing and music career.
Wait, alcohol's bad.
Alcohol's not bad. Stop that.
It's bad for your liver
if you're
abusing it.
You said, listen, kiddies. So if you're a kiddie, you're usually under 21 years old.
And if you are a kiddie that are listening to this, you have a bad, bad parent.
Or just a very educational parent.
Congratulations, you let your kid listen to us. You are presented with the Moron Award.
Yeah, I got something.
It's a little plaque of a helmet.
Uh-huh. Did he just say he's going to give a parent a helmet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the people I've been seeing lately. Ka-ching.
Let's continue on with the music, with the album that we got to listen to this week.
Cage the Elephant. Yeah. I mean, the album, I've been listening to, like, the music lately now for,
Shake Me Down.
Yeah, Shake Me Down.
Not a lot of people left around.
Nope, they're not around.
Nope.
Softly laying on the ground.
Just laying there.
If you watch the music video for this, it's very sad.
It is.
It's a very sad... And then... Yeah, they definitely did a really messed up music video to that.
I was actually excited to listen to this, because I finally got my computer somewhat working.
Yay!
Yeah, I still can't look at B3 mail, but...
Yeah, of course.
It's cool. Because Cage the Elephant is my entrance music.
Right.
But it's Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. But I just love Cage the Elephant, so... I was listening to it while I was babysitting my nephew.
Yep.
And he caught my nephew's two thumbs up as he was dancing and looked really excited to it.
Mm-hmm.
Considering, you know, the other night... No, actually, when was it? Friday night I put on Killswitch Engaged.
Yep.
Kid was jamming out.
No, no.
Jumping around, rocking his head. I picked him up and he, like, turns himself around and starts jumping on my belly while we're standing and shaking his head. I'm like, awesome. My brother did not win with his rap.
I do have a bit of an issue with the album, and is that... There's too many blends of music in here, so it's hard to find a real genre identity for a Cage the Elephant.
I think that's the beauty of it. I think he brings back some of the music that, you know, even the older rock or something was trying to accomplish that couldn't. They've got something going on that I feel that this album is righteous and kick-ass. It's one of those albums
I mean, granted, it is a good album. But I feel like, all right, how do you describe this band? I don't know how to describe them. One minute they're doing rock, the next minute it's kind of like a little bit of a hip-hop sense, and then next minute they're punk, and then the next second they are kind of getting into this sort of reggae sort of feel to it, and then...
Oh, we just call it awesome.
Yeah.
Just leave it like that.
Say it's awesome. I mean, their music is definitely not... You can't really just put them in one little category. There's just no way to put it in one category. I mean, unless you ask them straight out, say, okay, what is your category? And they go, yeah, we're this, definitely. Like, I mean, they could be indie rock, more or less.
Right, or alternative.
Yeah, alternative, I would go with that more. Because of the fact that they have so many different genres and whatnot.
Right. But, you know, I like the songs that Indie Kids. I love the heavy guitars in there. And it reminded me a little bit of, like, early Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, that's true.
And Rubber Ball had a good, slow, romantic track feel to it. And I did, like, Right Before My Eyes as well. But I did have an issue with the song Sabretooth Tiger. I felt like it was too all over the place.
Yeah, that's true. I can kind of agree with that.
It was kind of confusing to see what was going on in this song. I even tried to look up the lyrics, and I said, I can't figure out what this all means. And it's not easy for me to say something like that, because I can find out the song meanings of a lot of stuff easily, whereas with this one, I don't seem to get it.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Yep. So, like, in my opinion, it's a sophomore album. So, there is a kind of, sort of, sophomore slump to it compared to the first album. But it's still pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's too hard to beat that first album.
Yeah. Like, I can give this album, like, a 3.8 out of 5.
Well, the beauty of this music is I was playing either Call of Duty or I was racing in Need for Speed, and I was playing the game and whatnot, and I just felt it went pretty good. It was all together, the album. 4.6 easily. I'll give it a 4.6.
I'm going to give it a 4.3. I actually really enjoyed it. Like I said, it was fun watching my nephew jump around to the music.
Okay.
And it's awesome that at 15 months old, this kid can truly appreciate music.
Right.
Because what a lot of people, like a lot of kids don't understand music already.
Mm-hmm.
You play Britney or something for him, he'll give you the dirtiest look ever.
Yeah.
But you put on some good music, kid loves this, you know it's good music. And like I said, I enjoyed it, my nephew enjoyed it, it works.
So yeah, 3.8, 4.3, and 4.6. Not bad scores.
So we round it about a 4.2.
Let me do the math. Plus 4.6.
Screw the math.
Plus 3.8 divided by 3.
4.2.
Wow, damn. You're good at the maths, aren't you?
Oh, no. I sucked at math.
So did I.
Truthfully, the only reason I passed algebra was the teacher was an alcoholic and she passed away.
I'm not touching that.
No, it's the truth, though.
Yeah.
She used to take her medicine with a bottle of vodka in class.
Did she fall asleep, too, from it?
Oh, she was all over the place. But she wound up dying.
2.7 equals dinosaur.
Okay. Dinosaur.
It's no wonder people are doing so horrible in the MKS.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Anyways.
So there really wasn't much going on with video games this week. There was only one demo that popped up in the Xbox Live Arcade. But I will admit, it was a pretty good demo. Bastion.
What you call me?
Bastion.
And it's like this action RPG-based title, and it takes place in a world that's been split into pieces. And your character has to help bring them all back together while saving the whole human race. And he uses a hammer, bow and arrow, and shield to help defeat opponents. Now, what were your thoughts on this demo before I go into my opinion?
I'm sorry. I don't think I played this one because I didn't. I looked at it and I went, oh, yeah, is that one?
Yeah.
I looked at it for probably all of 2 seconds and was like, why? Why is this on the arcade games of the summer? I felt like it didn't have any place.
It's been getting huge reviews, dude. It's been getting a lot of press.
Yeah, dude.
Anyways, I've been seeing a lot of people with the, when you check out, I usually check out my friends list. I want to see what they're playing whenever I pop on to see it. Oh, hey, maybe I could join in, whatever. And I saw, about maybe 2 or 3 people out of the 5 that were on. That were playing the game, so yeah, I could see that it might be picking up something, or at least they were playing the demo, but I'm not sure how this game is going to go.
Well, while the gameplay wasn't that repetitive, for me, it was a lot of fun, and I did like the soundtrack. It's kind of got that sort of Armenian rock type of feel to it, like a System of a Down.
System of Down.
Well,
to be
fair, more geared towards Surge solo stuff, which is still good.
Okay. All right, I give it something, yeah.
And I have to admit, the narrator in this game had me laughing my ass off. Like, when you'd use a weapon too much, he'd be saying, and he loved using that bow and arrow so much. He used it to smite his enemies almost all the time. And then, if your character, falls off, the stage, he goes, and then he fell to his death. Nah, just kidding. And he just appeared with half of his health gone.
Oh, great.
It's got one of those narrators that provides more social commentary than storytelling. I love those sorts of narrators. Like the narrator in Sergeant Frog or Hayate the Combat Butler.
Yeah.
The ones that criticize the characters that are on screen rather than tell their story.
So, do they break the fourth wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
It breaks the fourth wall.
Maybe it seems a little bit more interesting.
From what I played, I can give this demo 4.2 out of 5. And I might actually consider buying the full game when I get more Xbox points.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's looking pretty cool.
Yeah, they didn't really have any other demos that popped up recently on that. Even though I do look forward to the Toy Soldier.
Cold War
one that's going to be coming out. Of course, the last one of their games to come out this summer, which is total BS. I feel that they should either just put it straight out or whatnot, or otherwise, what I feel bad is they have a setup where if you buy all the games out of the arcade summer, you're supposed to get like 150 or something like back of like Xbox Live points. I'm like, yeah, right. That's great, but what the hell, you know? You're going to buy these games and probably not play all of them because they're not in your, you know... I mean, like last year, they had like Tomb Raider. And then they had one of my favorite ones was the Hydro Thunder. I love
the Hydro Thunder Hurricane.
That was a great game. I love that. I'm hoping that they either update it or put another game out. It'd be great. But yeah, it just seems that I don't know if they're getting to either my taste or other people's taste of what games that they should be downloadable content. Probably another thing that I want to say is I think they're going to have to start making the games where, you know how they have the setups where you can actually buy the full game straight out on there for like $40?
Yeah.
What if you already have the game and you have the packet and everything like that? If you have the packet, can you just download the game straight onto your Xbox? I feel like that you should be able to do that because I've had a hell of a time like with my Battlefield Bad Company. I don't have a scratch on the disc, but I go to play the game, and it will say, you have a scratch on your disc, and it drops out. It's just, it doesn't make a lick of sense.
Yep.
And I bought the game twice now, so I'm not too happy. But yeah, for the most part, hopefully, things will work out and make it all better.
Right. And with Comic-Con going on right now, there's a lot of buzz regarding video games. One of the games that I'm really looking forward to, and I'm going to probably touch on in a future episode, is Saints Row the Third.
Oh, Lord.
They've announced that Hulk Hogan, Sasha Grey, and Daniel Day-Kim from Lost are all going to be voicing characters in it.
Great.
Oh, Lord.
I just feel that their first trailer was just absolutely brilliant. It was just a punch straight to the crotch, yeah.
Yeah.
Just, you're cold cocking somebody right into the crotch area. Yep. Mm-hmm. It was just that impressive. But now I did watch a little bit more about how the game's going to be and what they're doing with it, and I do feel that it's very impressive. They're going to have a great setup where, you know, you're going to have people being able to pop in multiplayer and whatnot and play around and do all that other fun stuff. So
yep.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. I mean, I pop in St. Rose 2 once in a while and have a fun rampage.
Run around naked!
Not so much on the naked part, but blowing things up sounds like a lot of fun.
Yep.
Or flying a helicopter, or, anything along those lines. Yeah, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. Well, let's move on to sports then.
Why is everybody looking at me?
What?
Because you're sports.
You are sports.
I am. I do look like a very beautiful sport.
Nice tan line.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay. A little pink.
Little.
Alright, a lot pink.
Thank you. And I'm very white up here.
Yes.
No, you can't beat my farmer's tan.
Where?
I'm whiter. That. Look it, right there.
I'm whitest.
You're French, shut up.
You guys hide from everything. Water, the sun.
I have to be out at work.
Everything.
I gotta walk to the bus stop in 105 degree weather.
It's like,
that sounds like fun.
5 steps away from your house.
Nope, it's a 15 minute walk.
He's going to go over to 7-Eleven. Daha!
I played a football game for 3.5 hours in the sun yesterday.
Yeah, but you can splash yourself with water anytime you want.
Yes. Time out, ref. Time out. I need to splash myself with water. Thank you.
My team. In between plays. Run to it. Okay, you're all set.
Really?
Yes.
You think that's how football works?
That's how I've always seen it on football on TV.
That's TV! They have longer in between plays. Boy. I love Vanilla Ice.
I don't know why he's popping up on the news. Mm. Oh, that's why. Who gives a crap?
Okay.
Nobody. So let's get the ball rolling.
Dun, 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 dun. So Red Sox won last night, 3-1, against the Seattle Mariners, who have actually dropped 14 straight games.
Yep.
They're looking to break their best record by losing today to the Red Sox.
Yay! Mm-hmm.
Red Sox have been on a winning streak. Dustin Pedroia went 2-for-4 yesterday, extending his hitting streak to 20 games. That's really it in baseball.
What about the pitcher?
He threw the ball.
No, there's the pitcher that was on the news the other day. He said that, you know, he was seeing that there was the hot weather, he was just tossing the ball. Apparently he's all better now.
Yeah, well, that's just stupid.
Oh, okay.
We don't talk about stupid people on here.
But they're freaking... There. Never mind.
Terry Francona, with last night's win, got his 1,000th career managerial win. 715 of those were as a Red Sox manager.
Yeah.
The rest of them were when he managed the Philadelphia Phillies. That's a really cool thing right there.
Yeah, I want to do that.
They're expensive.
I know.
I looked.
But yeah, I mean, for the most part, the Red Sox are kicking ass, taking names. Just yes. The way it's supposed to be.
Yep.
The NFL owners voted the other day to end the lockout.
Yay!
31-0. The Oakland Raiders refused to vote. It didn't matter because their vote wasn't needed. The players have yet to vote. They should be voting this week, and we can get back to football operations by Wednesday.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. And we should see some football.
As long as anything doesn't come out of, like, left field or something. I know there's no left field in football, but I swear, there's going to be something stupid that pops up, and there's going to be some lawyer that finds a loophole and says, oh yeah, we can still lock this out! Woohoo!
They don't want to lock it out.
No.
They want football.
No, but there's always that evil guy. There's always an evil guy.
It's you, isn't it?
No.
Wait.
No, it's not the French.
No, it's not the French.
It's not the Europeans either.
Wait, no. Who's not here?
No, not them.
No.
Anyways.
So what else in sports?
Thank you. I was just trying to clear my throat.
You mean die?
Yes. That's a horrible segue to what I'm about to talk about.
In cricket. Ah, damn it. I get hit. How about Tour de France? No.
Can I get to what I'm trying to talk about?
Okay, go ahead.
So, it was actually a sad day in the world of football.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots owner Robert Kraft's wife, Myra Hyatt Kraft, lost her long fight with cancer. It's a huge hit for sports fans, the Kraft family, the Patriots, and the NFL in general, along with all the people she helped. But she was a great philanthropist. I'm probably saying the word wrong, but it's okay.
No,
that's pretty close.
That's how you say it.
Okay, cool. She did a lot for Israel. She did a lot for people here. There's actually pictures of her on her hands and knees, going through bags of clothes, sorting them. Because that's the kind of woman she was. Yep. Like, she once said, anybody can write a check. But it's actually being able to go out there and do what you need to do. So, our deepest condolences to the Kraft family, the New England Patriots, and everybody that she helped.
Yeah.
And to Blue's Arm.
What? Oh, God damn it.
Payback for Tour de France.
No.
Even though it is going on.
Yeah, but
it is going on. It's Tour de France.
I ain't talking about the Tour de France. Somebody else wants to talk about it, they can, but I'm not.
All right. Well, I'm not going to talk about it. Because I don't know much about what's going on. Without Lance Armstrong there, what's really the point?
Well, truthfully, I don't watch it. My head coach does. But I don't.
All right.
And yesterday, the Boston Bandits beat the North Shore Generals.
Yay!
Yay.
26-9.
But you have to say that video was pretty epic.
It's a good video.
Which video?
The Generals try to inspire their team by creating a video.
Uh-huh.
And it, like, opens up saying, you know, 16 years of existence. So, like, they start off with about my team. 4 NFL championships. This and that and blah, blah, blah. And saying that we were one of the main thing in their way. Because in our division, where they won their first game and we won our first, we were tied for first in the division.
Yeah.
So whoever won had first place in the division.
Yeah.
So we now have first place in the division.
Yep.
So it was a pretty good video. We'll show you after.
Officially.
Awesome.
So, it was a good game.
Well, unless, of course, they already pulled it down due to embarrassment.
No. Actually, one of our guys threw it up last night.
Oh, all right.
So.
I bet you can find it still.
Well, I still have the link that you sent me.
That don't mean anything. Wait, there it is.
So is that it with sports?
Basically, yeah.
Damn.
Go Bandits. There's not a lot going on. We have baseball. There's nothing going on with hockey.
There's nothing going on with anything. Damn, this has been a dry week.
Well, check this out, okay? We have baseball.
I meant in general, dude.
But
in music, video games, sports.
Listen to sports for 1 minute. Do you know what we have going on right now? Baseball.
Yep.
Hockey's nothing's going on except for the trophies being passed around, and we have two lockouts.
Yep.
So can we officially say that this year with 2011 with sports really did suck?
No, because we have lockouts.
Yeah, it doesn't suck. It's killing us.
It's hurting the show.
It hurts.
It hurts a lot.
Anyways, next.
Let's move on to movies. And although this movie has been out for a couple weeks already, I finally got around to seeing it. Horrible Bosses, starring Jason Bateman, Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and Jason Sudeikis, as three hard-working men who just have terrible bosses.
I can relate.
Wait, I gotta do it.
Kevin Spacey, Jennifer Aniston, and Colin Farrell.
What's Jason Bateman's middle name?
Master Bateman.
Thank you, you got my joke.
You're right.
It would have been funnier if I said it, but okay.
So, here's why they want to get rid of their bosses. Off them. Well, Nick, played by Bateman, is passed over for a promotion when the supervisor, played by Kevin Spacey, promotes himself and takes over the workload and the office space. And, out of sheer charity, will only take the 85% of the weekly check that would usually go to the position. Because he's such a nice guy. Dale, played by Charlie Day, is a victim of sexual harassment when the dentist that he works with, played by Jennifer Aniston, wants him to fuck her. Okay. Even though he's engaged.
Yeah.
And threatens to show the fiancé these photos that she took while Dale was passed out during, a root canal, I believe it was. And it has... And it has Jennifer Aniston with Dale's pants pulled down on the chair, looking like she's doing all that stuff.
Okay, the next boss.
Kurt, played by Jason Sudeikis, hates the cokehead son of the boss who took over the position after the boss, who was played by Donald Sutherland, dies of a heart attack. And not only is he a massive cokehead, which is played by Colin Farrell, who probably knew right away how to go into this role.
Yeah.
He wants to fire everyone and wants to basically destroy the business from the inside out so he can just take the money and run and go to an island where he can have sex with as many women as he wants to.
Nah, that's not a bad idea.
Shut up, whore.
So, the three of them get together and say, alright, we gotta kill these bosses, so what should we do? Let's find some guy in a CD bar. And that's when they run into Jamie Foxx, who plays Motherfucker Jones.
Wait, is this his real name?
Yeah, it's Motherfucker Jones.
Nice. Sounds like a killer to me.
Yep. Who is hired as a murder consultant because they can only pick up $5,000.
Yeah.
They say, all right, this is too little for me to do the jobs. I will instead help you try to kill your bosses. So I don't really want to spoil what happens much.
Spoil it!
I think we can spoil one part from the trailer where it's them driving around in a Prius and almost getting killed and whatnot, and they're getting, interrogated and whatnot, and they're like, I was drag racing in a Prius? Jesus. Yeah.
I don't win much. But... Speaking of which, did you notice who that was that's interrogating him in the trailer?
Yes.
Mr. Tater Salad.
Yep.
I haven't seen the trailer.
You have seen the trailer.
No, I haven't.
Okay, fine. Pretty sure you didn't.
But I don't want to spoil it much, but at least one of the bosses does die. but not in a way you would think.
Yay.
So then, I like how it was a pretty funny film. There were a lot of humorous elements, and I love the scene where they break into Colin Farrell's house, or the character's name is Pellet, and it's basically the house that assholes built. Picture everything an asshole would own. It was in this house. Like nunchucks. Pictures of the asshole holding samurai swords. Leopard skinned everything. Just basically.
So wait, are you talking about Tommy Lee's mansion? Come on, he had a pink sock
times five wall. Times five.
Damn.
Times five.
That's some serious crap.
Yes. And like I said, the film was pretty funny, though at times there was a tad dryness to it. Though I will admit the acting was believable of sorts, it seems like it was hard for the actors to keep a straight face during some of the scenes that were going on.
Colin Farrell looks like a weirdo.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got the comb over.
Yeah, he's got the comb over. It's like nothing you've ever seen Colin Farrell do. He does look ugly in it, doesn't he?
It's really messed up, he you know, in the trailer, because he's explaining about, like, getting rid of Large Marge and Dr. Xavier out there.
Yep.
Yeah. You see, I was just watching SWAT, and, you know, Colin Farrell looked cool, and now he looks...
It's the point of being in the part, in a comedy like this. And speaking of which, Jennifer Aniston in this role, I've never seen her do anything like this. It was kind of creepy in some places.
Wait, is that the dude from Hangover?
I think
so. Ed Helms?
No, that's a different guy. Anyways, but yeah, what did she do? What did she do?
Just the way that her character was, how her attitude was, is basically trying to blow and fuck Dale. You don't really see Jennifer Aniston, nor can you really picture it, Jennifer Aniston doing a role like this until you've actually seen it. And it's not really sexy at all.
It's sexy.
It's actually kind of creepy. Especially with the type of hair that she has.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was the regular Jennifer Aniston with blonde hair, yeah, it would be sexy. But I think it's her hair that kind of ruined it.
I think because you're used to seeing her on Friends, right?
No, not really.
Okay.
He's like, I have every season. And they're all sticky. Yeah.
No.
Shouldn't have been all that candy.
So what do you give this rating?
I'm going to give the movie Horrible Bosses a 3.5 out of 5. It's not a bad way to spend an evening. While uneven in a couple places.
Is it a date movie?
Is it a date movie? Dun. Not really.
Okay, good.
Not really.
Did you bring
you
want to
make
to
everybody
movie?
Feel uncomfortable.
I brought a friend with me, but not a date.
So, Stockholm. He's a
cruel, cruel bastard. Anyways.
It's the strong cast that makes the film work. And even though it is uneven in a couple places, it was still relatively funny throughout.
Yep.
So, yeah, 3.5 out of 5.
Well, that sounds pretty interesting right there, sir.
All right, so I'm just going to go down the line here of movies that might be coming out in the near future.
Well,
have come out.
We have some good news from Mr. Robert Rodriguez at Comic-Con.
Really? What's that?
First off, Sin City 2.
Finally.
They're going to be making that. And then...
Can I?
Yes.
Machete!
Two.
Okay.
And three already.
Remember, Machete kills, and Machete kills again. And get ready for this. Machete Kills Again will be in space.
No way.
Like Jason X.
No way, really?
Yes! And he says even if they don't make Machete Kills Again, he still wants to make a trailer for it.
Truthfully, I want to see him kill Jason X in space.
It's going to be like a Mexican Moonraker, he said.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I am excited about that.
Alright, well, anyways, besides that, just recently we had a trailer come out for The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight Rises.
Yep.
And I've been saying this over and over again. Maybe not on the show, but I've said it on Twitter, I've said it a couple other places. I think Batman's gonna kick the bucket at the end of this trilogy.
Jeez, what is that? A water buffalo dying? Jeez. Anyways, it seems kind of interesting because of the fact that when you start the trailer on this sucker, it says, you know, the ending of the epic, you know, tale or something. So right. It's kind of like, great, you kind of just spoiled it for us. I thought there might have been another movie to get out of this.
Well, no, because Christopher Nolan and Christian Bale said, this is it for us. We're not going to do any more after this. And I think they're going to have to end it in such a way where they're going to say, we can't continue this story. And that's the only way I can picture it actually ending. The death of the Dark Knight.
Yeah, who would kill him?
See, it doesn't feel right. Like I was saying earlier, with the whole fact that when you check out like the cartoon or the comic books or whatnot, I like the cartoon aspect of it because they came out with the thing called the show Batman Beyond. And Batman Beyond had Batman as an older, you know, rich millionaire and everything like that. He survived everything, apparently, and he took care of business. But then stuff started coming back from his past, like the Joker and all those other things. And he got this young kid to be the new Batman. And especially with the new Batman, he was all nanotech'd up and everything like that. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But with this, I'm kind of like, I don't know if this is going to be as epic as it could have been or how it's going to go. But I do have to say, the character that they have playing one of the bad guys is Tom Hardy. He's been in a couple movies lately.
He's playing Bane, correct?
Yes, Bane, which I really can't remember off the top of my head. Was he the big character with the muscles? And
oh,
the,
yeah.
Yeah, he had the like, steroid injector?
Yeah, so apparently that's going to be his character, and he's all jacked up and everything.
I ain't going to lie, do you know who would have been an awesome Bane?
Who?
Big Show.
Yeah, that's true. Bane would have
been... Big old 7 foot, 500 pound...
He doesn't have the muscles... For yeah. it.
Yeah, but he can naturally flip a car.
Oh, great. They're bringing back Mad Max. Anyways. But, no, he's been in, like, the movies recently, like, Inception. He was the one who, you know, joked around saying, oh, yeah, you gotta dream a little bit bigger, and he pulls out the grenade launcher.
Right.
Then along with that, he was in Rock and Rolla, Sucker Punch, everything like that. Wait, that's another Sucker Punch. That was not the new one that came out. This is the 2008 one. Yeah, this is something totally different. It's a bike gang thing. Anyways, he's a great actor altogether. And he's been, you know... I think he's one of the guys that... Oh, crap. I forgot he was actually in... He was in the Star Trek movie Nemesis. He was the actual bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
So... But next to that, yeah, he's a great actor. He's a well-rounded actor, I have to say. You know, he does a great job, and to have him in the actual Batman series, that's awesome.
Yes.
Then we have Anne Hathaway playing as a Catwoman.
Ooh.
Yep.
Okay.
Which is kind of interesting.
Now, I think we all fell in love with Halle Berry as Catwoman.
Yeah, that's true.
But Anne Hathaway, I think, might do a good job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, we got, you know, Bruce Wayne or Batman playing by Christian Bale, Gary Oldman playing as Jim Gordon. But when you go and watch the trailer, Jim Gordon is on what seems to be his deathbed, basically. He looks like utter crap. He's either gotten cancer or whatever the hell it was.
Well, you know what? Do you know how I think they should end this? You know, we're trying to figure out which bad guy's going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You want to surprise everybody? Don't have a bad guy kill Batman.
Yeah.
Like have Bruce Wayne be assassinated?
Something like that. Or otherwise, Liam...
Alfred.
That's the other thing that really gets...
I don't think Alfred could do it.
No.
Just walk up.
Then there's the other one that pops up from the original movie, Ra's al Ghul, which is rumored. It says possibly. I know that that whole train wreck thing and whatnot.
Yeah.
You're like, yep, he's dead. No. Possibly not. Liam Neeson might be in this movie.
No. But see, do you know why I think Alfred might do it?
Why?
If you look at the thing... That's Holly Robinson, who Holly Robinson was, you know who?
Nope.
Harlequin.
Oh.
I believe if I am correct.
I think so. I think you are correct.
It's been a while.
Yeah. I just remembered something. I popped this up. It can be related to both movies and video games of a certain surprise that just appeared. And it has to do with the new Mortal Kombat, the recent Mortal Kombat game.
Oh, no. Okay.
So yeah, they've been announcing DLC characters of this game, but this one really came out of left field, in my honest opinion, because no one thought this would ever happen.
Oh no.
Wow. Are you ready?
Next.
Freddy?
Freddy Krueger has been announced for Mortal Kombat.
Well, alright, so, like I said, Holly Robinson is Harley Quinn. You know, Blue just looked it up.
Right.
Now, we all know she had those, you know, drugs that, you know, mess with your mind.
Yep.
She hits Alfred with one, gets him to kill Batman. Only when they can get close enough to him. Right. Outside of that suit.
Right, true.
Yet it seems like along the lines it has a lot of a lot of heavy hitter characters and whatnot. The Dark Knight Rises is coming out in 2012. Of course, they have to spring it on us now to make us wanna wait and say, come on, give us the damn game already. Or the damn movie.
Sorry, I'm not listening.
Yeah, next. Dude. Anyways.
They just showed the two finishing moves by Freddy.
Yeah.
One, he pops up behind you, stabs you through the gut, and then drags you down to hell. Okay. And the other one, a door comes up, it opens, it's fire, he takes it and throws you in, walks up, waves bye-bye, and slams the door shut on you.
Oh, great.
Take it off your arm.
Alright.
So yeah, he comes out August 7th. Why did I say February?
Next to that, Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. Now you're going to be able to finally meet, the doctor from the first one, which is that Morrison? Yeah. Professor Moriarty. Yeah, Professor Moriarty is the one who's going to be played by Jared Harris. This is going to be definitely an interesting game because they're bringing in the aspect of trench warfare, I guess, apparently, when you watch the movie. I'm not sure exactly when it's based or what time it's based at officially, but it definitely does look interesting.
Is this a movie or a video game?
This is a movie. This is Sherlock Holmes.
Okay, well, you said the game. That's why I'm like, huh?
Why?
I don't know. Anyways.
But yeah, I haven't even seen a trailer for this yet, so it should be interesting to see what happens.
With, you got Jude Law coming back into it and everything like that. Especially watching the trailer, there's a part where they're on the train and things are getting blown up. He's like, dude, I'm on my wedding,
Honeymoon,
thank you. I'm on my honeymoon and whatnot, and you're still getting me in trouble, you know. It's definitely one of those movies that you're going to want to see because it's done by and directed by Guy Ritchie. Mm-hmm. Guy Ritchie did a phenomenal job on the first Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Especially Robert Downey Jr., capabilities of acting.
Mm-hmm.
It's and just Jude Law. That damn good.
And then having Mark Strong as the villain last time. I wonder if he'll have did he die in the first movie?
Yes, he died.
That's right.
I mean, I don't think you could survive a chain and being dropped and breaking your neck. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
There's a chance.
No.
Brendan Gleeson's going to be in it.
Yep.
You know, I actually got to see a show that I've been looking forward to seeing. Season premiere for season 3. I got to watch Deadliest Warrior.
I didn't get to catch it. I was kind of disappointed in myself.
Well, I saw the recap before.
Okay, great.
This one was General George Washington.
Yeah.
Versus General Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah. Sorry, I definitely could say that George Washington kicked his ass.
Yeah.
That was too easy. That's too easy.
All he does is just take his wooden teeth and shove it up Napoleon's ass.
Ladies, the winner won by less than 1%. It was a 30-match difference out of a course of 5,000.
Okay.
Because of their new system.
All right.
Instead of just one-on-one, this was, they each had 4 soldiers with them.
Really?
They tested out their cannons, their rifles, their swords, everything. And now, from everything they learn about the history of their way of fighting, they actually assign them values on generalism, fatigue, everything. So there's no longer an X factor.
Okay.
Let's just say some of the stuff I saw was really awesome in the fight. And it came down to Washington, Napoleon, sword fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw one dude get smacked up with a cannonball, and oh my god. It was awesome.
Oh, no, it would have to end like that. With
yeah, but how do you feel about the new hosts and whatnot?
Well, I've always liked Mac.
Yeah.
And he brings a great aspect into behind the weapons. Okay. The other guy, I actually really liked him.
Okay.
Because, like I said, he's the one that created the online video game, and he's the one that assigns the factors and actually designs the layout of the land.
Yeah.
So bringing those X Factor parts that he can do now, I actually thoroughly enjoyed. I like the new setup. I'm not going to ruin who won it on the show, but I
George Washington.
Are you sure about that one?
I'm sure. I'm deadly sure. There's no way that midget could take a... And he's French.
He's right.
What? Dude, it just says who gets... You know, it actually gives the win. George Washington won 2,530 battles. Napoleon won 2,470.
That's a pretty good fight, I guess.
Yeah, but I like the way that it ended. George Washington cut the throat of Napoleon Bonaparte. He comes in and catches him right along the neck, and you actually see it open up. I'm like, oh,
midget.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah, that would have been his X Factor, being the Napoleon complex.
All right.
So, yeah, next to that, we've got Captain America, which just came out recently, this past Friday. So,
yeah.
It's doing right now almost an 8 right now out of IMDb, and I want to go and see this movie really badly.
Me
so,
too.
Hopefully, if I can go and see it, we can talk about it the week after. It's because somebody's taking a break.
Well, it's not that. Well,
break. Break.
We'll talk about it at the end of the show.
I kill you.
Anyways, he's going to go up on top of a mountain to touch himself inappropriately.
If you don't know what Captain America is, look it up. You suck.
Right here. I'll give you that. Come on.
All right.
No, he's not going to stop me 5.
Now, another movie that's going to be coming out very soon, I think the end of this month, actually, is Cowboys and Aliens. Now, this is kind of an interesting movie setup.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. John Favreau is director of this, which he's been doing a great job with directing.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. I kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Craig, another great actor.
Never heard of him.
007.
Did he just punch me?
Yes.
Yes.
And that was actually a pretty good one. Anyways. Then we've also got Clancy Brown. Clancy Brown, who is Mr. Krabs himself from SpongeBob. But he wouldn't be doing that character here. Next to that, we got Harrison Ford in the mix here, but I'm not seeing him in this general area.
I don't know who he is.
Mr. Indiana Jones. Speaking of which, Indiana Jones is supposed to be a 5th movie, too.
I don't see it happening.
No, it's supposed to be happening.
Check it out.
Yep, check it out.
They've already said Jurassic Park 4, so that's probably going to be coming out before that.
Oh, another Jurassic Park?
Yep, another Jurassic Park.
Is Newman going to be in it?
Kill him. But yeah, this looks like another interesting movie that they're going to be, you know, putting out. Especially with, I guess, he's got some kind of weird wrist device that is capable of blowing.
It's
going to
be
up.
A tough weekend, though, because you got Cowboys.
I got my movie.
You got the Smurfs.
Yes!
You got Crazy Stupid Love. All three movies that have been hotly anticipated that are coming
Crazy
out.
Crazy Stupid
same
Love
week.
Actually looks like it's going to be funny.
Yeah, it does. So that's why it's going to be hard for people to choose.
Another movie that's coming out.
Smurfs.
Screw the Smurfs.
Smurfs!
No.
Smurfs.
No. Oh. Anyways, another movie that's coming out in January. It's called Haywire, and it comes out with our favorite MMA female fighter, Gina Carano.
I love her!
I love her more. Anyways.
I've met her.
I hate you. Anyways, next to that, you've got kind of like an all-star cast going on here. We got Channing Tatum, not so much of an all-star, but
hey, G.I. Joe.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a second one, from what I heard.
Yes, I showed you that already.
Yeah, yeah. Ewan McGregor, he's definitely
Ewan.
I'm taking Ewan. Michael Douglas, Antonio Banderas. Oh,
I'm physically abusing my coworker.
Damn this. It seems like this is going to be based on a type movie that's...
You missed Bill Paxton.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bill Paxton? Do I just go down the line, too? Because I don't know any of the rest of these guys.
Tim Conley.
Okay, Tim Conley. We'll give him that one. But yeah, this is supposed to be coming out in January 2012, which sucks because it's too far away again. But yeah, hopefully this movie is going to be... I want to say this is going to make Gina Carano even
hotter
and even more out there for everybody else to see her and whatnot. This is going to be a good movie. It's going to... I want to say, hopefully it would blow the Bourne Identity series out of the water, hopefully.
It looks interesting, and it's got a very respectable director, Soderbergh.
Yep, Steven Soderbergh.
Ooh, Steven Soderbergh.
If you watch the trailer for this, you're going to be like, wow, I know those actors. Holy crap.
Never seen any of them.
You would have. Anyways, next is Underworld Awakenings. This is one that kind of came out of left field. I was kind of like, okay, I guess they're not going to do any more Underworlds because of the fact that they had a prequel. They did the prequel, and I didn't feel that it was too favorable. It gave a little bit more to the story.
Right.
But I felt that this should have been the movie done before the first official movie.
Yeah, but yes. Now, I got a question. It says stars in number one is Kate Beckinsale, but isn't she not like a lead in it?
She was. Well, no. What it was is in the prequel one, they were giving Lucien, who is the head werewolf, you know, all of the actual, credit. So in that sense, Kate Beckinsale, she kind of just popped up at the end and did a stupid little cameo at the end of that one.
Yeah.
But she is basically the main character in the first and second one.
Yes.
Along with what's his name, who became the mix of both the vampire and Lycan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that one definitely made it interesting because I don't think there's really any stories that are like that where they crossbreeded and made a pure blood of a pure vampire / werewolf. It's definitely got an interesting setup, but I'm not sure what they're going to be doing with this movie officially, and yet again, it's going to be coming out 2012.
Yeah, because, Kate Beckinsale is the only person I could picture playing Selena.
Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah, okay. Let's take a fork in this podcast. Remember, visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you have any comments, questions, anything you want us to talk about, you can reach us at TheBastards@BostonBastardBrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at King_Baby_Duck, and Anvil's on there at Anvil63.
Yeah, we're also on MySpace, but we don't care anymore. Facebook is more or less the one we care about the most. Yes, so if you go to Facebook, just look us up on Boston Bass Brigade. Hell, halfway typing through that, you should be able to find us. If you can't, you're an idiot. Next.
Check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Show them some love. While you're there, check out Geekagro, The Issues Guy, our friends at Gamer Reaction, The Vagabonds, and Blue's an Idiot.
Thank you.
I had to top it.
And no, that failed.
Why? He called everybody an idiot, and I called him an idiot. Ducks won, too.
Nope, that also failed. But next week's show...
is not going to be on.
No, it is. Next week there will be an episode, but it'll be a special episode. It'll be a roundtable discussion about the first half of 2011 in the gaming world.
Okay.
And it's going to be you, me... Gamer Reaction, SFX360, Rachel Moore, Issues Program.
Special guests.
Yep. And I think also Paindalicious might be able to join us as well, too.
Fantastic.
So I will be joining you for my dreams.
Yep. He will be incapacitated.
Yes, at his job.
No, he'll be incapacitated waiting to go to work. He's
True. Yeah.
So my phone in.
So look out for that episode.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with phoning in.
Could you picture that the conversation?
Nope.
We're changing the show. Put me the speaker. Video games rock. Good night.
But yeah, that's what we're doing for the next episode, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Me too.
Yes.
He's like totally stoked.
So I think that's about it.
Yep, we can end.
Yeah.
Right now.
Until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
I'm Lulonic.
This is Andrew.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
We are
the Bastards.
Wait a second, what?
And he tried to self-promote with a t-shirt that called me King.
Oh.